The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Male Darwin's frogs swallow their offspring in the tadpole stage, incubate their young in their vocal sacs, and eventually spit out fully developed froglets. Along with seahorses, the frogs are thought to be the only known living vertebrates in which dads take on baby-carrying duties. Charles Darwin first discovered the frogs while traveling in Chile in 1834, when they were quite abundant. Unfortunately, biologists have more recently found that Darwin's frogs have disappeared from, or at least rapidly declined in, many locations where they were recently found. Native forests are being rapidly destroyed in Chile to make way for pine and eucalyptus plantations. These landscape changes can have drastic effects on air temperature, wind speed, soil erosion, and humidity. And Darwin's frogs don't seem to be adapting. Other factors could also be contributing to the decline of the Darwin's frog. Their populations have taken a hit from volcanic eruptions in the southern Andes. What's more, the African clawed frog was introduced to Chile in the 1970s. That species has been associated with the deadly chytrid fungus, which has wiped out amphibian species across the globe.
The 90-Second Naturalist is sponsored by the Johnson Foundation, creating meaningful change through thoughtful grant making.